With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The European Union is targeting top Iranian officials involved in supplying drones and missiles to Russia.
The EU's imposing sanctions on Iran's deputy defense minister, senior members of the paramilitary Revolutionary Guard, and three airlines over allegations that they supplied drones, missiles, and other equipment to Russia for use in its war against Ukraine. The minister's one of seven senior officials now banned from traveling in Europe and whose assets in the bloc have been frozen. The EU says he's involved in the development of Iran's drone and missile program, given his high-level defense role. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Former President Trump's pledging to bring interest rates down if he's elected in November. Speaking at a town hall outside Philadelphia Monday, the former president said when he was in the White House, interest rates were at 2%. Now they're 10%. The Republican presidential nominee added there would be no tax on Social Security benefits for seniors either. A SpaceX NASA rocket is launched from Cape Canaveral in search of life on one of Jupiter's moons. Ed Donahue has more.
The Europa Clipper left from Cape Canaveral in Florida.
3, 2, 1, ignition. And liftoff.
Scientists are almost certain a deep global ocean exists beneath Europa. If there is water, there could be life. Lori Leshin is director of NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab.
Even though it's a robot we're sending out into space, it's a very human endeavor to want to explore the unknown and especially to want to understand where life came from.
Europa Clipper won't be looking for life. It has no life detectors. But the spacecraft will zero in on the ingredients necessary to sustain life. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is SRN News. TikTok may be in trouble.
The social media giant is being sued by 13 states and the District of Columbia over the content it broadcasts to children. Many Christians and conservatives say it's about time. The Parents Television and Media Council has been raising alarms about TikTok's violent and sexual content for years. Spokesman Melissa Henson says, quote, "Big tech has harmed our children for too long. Our country's leaders must work to shore up protections for kids online." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kamala Harris touts her promotion of the queer trans agenda in the waning weeks of the presidential campaign. As vice president, Harris claimed to be part of the most pro-LGBT administration in the history of the country. In the Senate, she sponsored several bills promoting the gay agenda in health care and criminal justice. As California's attorney general in 2011, she refused to defend the state's Marriage Protection Act in court. This is SRN News. A pro-Hamas protest at the New York Stock Exchange.
Police in New York say about 200 protesters against Israel's war in Gaza were arrested in a sit-in outside the New York Stock Exchange in Manhattan on Monday. None of the protesters got inside the building, but at least 200 made it inside the security fence around the stock exchange where the sit-in took place. Beth Miller, political director of Jewish Voice for Peace, says they were there to demand the U.S. government stop sending bombs to Israel and stop profiting off of Israel's genocide against Palestinians in Gaza. A handful of counter-protesters waved Israeli flags. Julie Walker, New York.
As her poll numbers continue to drop, Kamala Harris is going to sit for an exclusive interview with Fox News. Anchor Brett Baer will interview the presidential candidate Thursday. This will be her first sit-down interview with Fox ever. More details at SRNnews.com.